Miracle night. Need a miracle? Your miracle is here today, right now. Welcome to Miracle Night. Your miracle is here. Your host, Prophet Jason Lefford. Hello, good guys. Hello, good evening. Good evening. We're going to be talking about, we're going to get into something right quick before we go any further, okay? We're going to be getting into, will he find faith? Will he find faith? Will he find faith? And that's the question tonight. Will he find faith? Will he find faith? Will he find faith? Let's see what faith is first. Before we get into this, we want to diagnose to see what faith is. See, my friend, faith is tested. Faith is tried. Faith will last forever. But the Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Now, we don't see God. Watch this. We don't see God, but we have his evidence. Where's the evidence? The Bible. That's the only evidence that we have left that God even existed. The evidence is in the Word of God. That's our evidence. Now, that's where faith comes, by hearing the Word of God. That's where faith comes. But faith without works is dead. So what is faith? I want to read a couple of scriptures. In Genesis 15:6 says, and believed, and he believed the Lord. This is what Abraham did. He believed the Lord, and the Lord counted it for him as righteousness. Let me tell you what this whole wrestling's all about. It's about your belief. In the garden, Adam and Eve was wrestling over who report are they going to believe. If you really realize this, watch this, guys. If you really realize this, the report of the Lord came first, and he told Adam and Eve, don't touch the forbidden fruit, lest you shall die. But the enemy comes right along. Watch this. The enemy comes right along and says, God doeth know that in the day that you eat thereof, oh, Slick Willie, he tried to pull a fast one on him. He wasn't really, what he was trying to do was he was trying to pull their faith from God and put his faith in what he's saying. God, you got to get what it's saying here, guys. Listen, either you're going to believe the report of the Lord or believe the other report the devil is telling you that you're coming against. Will he find faith? How do you know you got faith, my friend? If faith is not tested, then you don't even know if you got it. But Abraham, I just read it to you. He believed in the Lord. He counted it for righteousness. You don't have to see something to believe it. But see, we have evidence, because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. See, we already have the evidence, the Word of God. That's our evidence. But God is working in the now. He worked in the then. Why can't he work in the now? But to verify that he's working in the now, he gives verifits of his word, of the evidence that he can do what he's doing through me. My God. And also, he will test you. He will give you enemies just to test you to see if he's going to be your refuge. My God. You want to know why you got enemies? Because God wants to prove that he's your refuge. You know why you broke sometimes? Because God wants to prove he's your provider. You want to know why you're tested in these areas? Because God wants to show up to show you that he is who he says he is, and he was who he says he was. He said, I'm the great I am that I am, I was back then, I am now. I am then, I am now, and I am in your future. God does these things just to prove that he's God. Why did Lazarus have to end up dead? He said, Lord, you could have healed him before he died. No, God wanted him dead to show him that he is a powerful God. He's the God of the living and the God of the dead. You got to understand something. God does things just to prove who he is. How do you know God is God? How do you know God's a provider if you ain't never been broke? How do you know God is a provider? How do you know a God's a healer if you've never been sick? How do you know that? How do you know God is your refuge if you've never had no enemies? How do you know God can make them your footstool if you never had no enemies? See, there's always a Judas at everybody's table. I got enemies. If you ain't got no enemies, you ain't no child of God. You ain't following God if you ain't got no enemies. What'd the word say, guys? What'd the word say? Come on, let's go. What'd the word say? If they persecuted the prophets, they'll also persecute you. If you're a child of God, you will get persecuted for his righteous sake. You're a child of God if you're getting persecuted. If you ain't getting persecuted, I'm kind of questioning what kind of child you are. I get persecuted all the time. I mean, the devil picks somebody out to come my way all the time. But see, God said, if you never had an enemy, how can I be your refuge? God is trying to always lift your faith in him to show up and show out to build that faith in you. To build that trust. Okay, I'll give you an example. If I was a loan officer, you come to me and you say, Jason, I want to borrow $70,000 to build a house. I say, well, great. Great. And I don't know who you are. I give you $70,000 and I let you loan that $70,000. Watch this, guys. I'm going to show you something. If I give you $70,000 for to build you a home, and you pay me that $70,000 back in due time, our trust is going to be, hey, I tell you what, Marla, I can loan her $70,000, no problem. Why? Because we have built a bond of trust. Come on. See, you got to build a bond of trust with God. If you don't have trust in him, what good is it? See, that's why the Bible says, lean not into your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. He will direct your path. That's not trusting in your ability. That's trusting in his. See, God wants you into a place where you're in full reliance of him. When you're in full respect of him and say, God, I don't know where this is going, but you know what? You're leading it. God, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, but you know what? You Jehovah Jireh. I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm giving my tenth. I'm paying my tithes to you. Lord, this is your money anyways. I'm not robbing you, so I'm not cursed with a curse. I'm going to trust you, Lord. Faith is something we trust in. Now, faith is coming from the Greek word poleis. It says it rely upon and trust in God. That's what faith is all about. Relying and trusting in God. See, why did Jesus, when he first met the disciples, he took them out on the boat in the middle of a storm? See, my friend, if your faith is not tested and tried, then your faith won't become as pure gold. Let's go to some scriptures. And I just read that in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Watch this, guys. Watch this. In Matthew 9, 29 says, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. See, your problem is with your faith. God's got to develop your faith. Can it get to a certain level? Okay? Everybody's faith is not at the same level. Because God has to get your faith where he wants it, where he can elevate you and operate you at the level of faith that you're at. Watch this. In John 1, 2 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to that that believe on his name. Now see, if you believe you're not a son of God, then you're not a son of God. See, what the problem is, we don't have faith in God because we don't know him. My God, my God. See, the problem with the church is we don't actually know God. We know of God, but we don't know him. We don't have a personal relationship with him. We don't have personal relationship. That's why we don't have the faith in him. My God. Here's the thing. We hear about God all day long. Oh, we think we go in the bedroom and read the Bible 24 hours a day. We can have this faith. No, my friend. No. Faith is the substance things hope for, but the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith comes by hearing first. That's where it comes. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, but by the word of God. That's how faith comes. But faith does not activate. When you stand there and do nothing, it's not activated. Watch this. People worry about their bills because they have lack of what? Faith. When Jesus told us, don't worry about tomorrow, let it take care of itself. See, God's got you. God's got you, my friend. I don't care how sick you are. He still got you. Say, Lord, I might got a fever, but I'm trusting in you, Lord. Lord, I might got some enemies at my workplace, but I'm trusting in you, Lord. I might got all kind of devils around me, but guess what, Lord? I'm still trusting in you, Lord. See, the devil wants you to doubt. The devil wants you to doubt in your God and start complaining and start worrying about everything, your circumstances, your this, your that. But if you would just step out on faith and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to trust you, Lord. I got a headache like crazy, Lord, but I'm going to trust you, Lord. I don't know the end results, but I know you got me in the palm of your hand. God, I know that you know my waking up and my lying down. Lord, I know that you know me. You're going before me. God, you're making crooked paths straight. That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend. That's what kind of faith that you need to rely on. Watch this. That's easier said than done when it's tested, huh? In 1 Corinthians, in John 5, 24, let's read this first. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth the word, believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life. See, hearing the word ain't good enough. You can hear because the Bible said faith comes by hearing. But it does not activate your faith because you can have faith without activation. You can look at a button, but if you don't push it, it's not activated. Watch this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. You got to believe God is real. You know, God told me, he keeps telling me today, he keeps telling me over and over, people really, truly don't believe in me, son. They don't believe I'm a person. They believe I'm some fairy tale. Let me tell you something, guys. God has made himself so real to me. You know, I saw God's eyes in the sky. I did. I saw the Lord's eyes. Oh, Jason, you can't see God. God, the Bible says in Exodus, no man can see God lest he die. Well, explain to me this, my friend. Explain to me this. Why did Jesus come down the cross and made us right and gave us right relationship back to the Father then? Why can't we see the Father? Why can't we see the Father? Come on. Why did Jesus die? To reconcile us back to the Father and reconcile us back to the garden where man lost the relationship, and Jesus come to restore that relationship with us back to the Father. Why can't I see the Lord? Jesus reconciled that relationship, my friend. See, what you don't know will hurt you. God wants a relationship with you. He wants to make himself real to you. He wants to make himself real. I saw the eyes of the Lord in the sky. I got pictures of it. I saw him. Let me tell you what makes it so real too. God loves green. You know how I know that? I got a green shirt on tonight. And you know how I know that? Because in his throne, he showed me in his word. See, every time God shows me something revelated to this present time, he gives me illustration and confirmation and evidence that it's in the word. It's in the word. It's in the word. It's in the word. So here's how he showed me. He said, Jason, my favorite color is green. I said, really, Lord? He said, yes. He said, I'm going to show you. In Revelation, it says John saw his throne and it had emerald green around his throne. I said, Lord, you got emerald green around your throne? He said, yes. I went on vacation and everything I looked at down there was green. Even the water was emerald green. We was on Emerald Coast in Destin, Florida. Ain't that something? See, God reveals himself to us in strange ways. He's a revealer. He wants to make himself real to you. Because the realer he gets to you, you get faith, and faith can move mountains, my friend. See, Satan don't want you to get close to God because your faith can be unshakable. Your faith can move mountains. Your faith can move a lot of things. Listen, the just shall live by faith. Watch this. I can tell you all kind of stories what God made himself real to me. I mean, I can tell you all kind of stories. Well, I'm going to tell you this one. I'm going to share this with you. I was sitting in my living room, and God began to tell me, he said, you know, I like smelling good stuff. I said, you do, Lord? He said, yeah, I like smelling good stuff. He said, I'm going to prove to you. He said, In Exodus, I want you to read about the temple. He said, when I was in the temple, Jason, he said, right beside the veil, watch this, the temple that they built the Lord when he was in the covenant of the ark. In the covenant of the ark, they had a table of incense. Come on, watch this. I said, Lord, why did you have a table of incense? Why do you like incense? He said, I love good smelling stuff. So ever since then, I've been doing potpourri in my house, and we spray my house down all the time. Why? Because God likes it to smell good. Well, Jason, you about lost your mind. No, I ain't lost my mind. I just know what the Lord likes. I know what he likes. Why? Because I have a personal relationship with him one-on-one. He shares stuff like that with me. I can't tell you why. He just does. And I'm going to tell you this. God's got a big nose. He's got a big nose. Why? Because every time in the Old Testament, he showed me in his word. He always gave me evidence in the word what he was revealing to me right now. See how God works? He will always back up his word. He said, son, I got a big nose. I said, you do, Lord? You got a big nose? He said, yeah, I got a big nose. He said, I'm going to tell you why, because I like sniffing stuff. I like sweet smelling stuff. I said, Lord, I do too. I like going into a I like going into a restaurant and I like smelling good, good food, cooking. And I love going into a place where it's clean and you smell detergent and you just smell. I mean, it just puts you in a good mood. He said, yeah, I like that too. And God showed me in his word, where in the Old Testament, they put up incense and they build a bonfire, just the smoke up to the Lord. Why they did that is because God loves smelling things. And the Bible also says in Revelation that your prayers is an incense to God. Otherwise, every time you pray, watch this, guys. This my God, my God. Every time you pray, God smells it like aroma. He likes smelling stuff. So every time you pray, God's angels take it up to him like aroma. Because in Revelation it says that I saw an angel with a bow taking up prayers to the throne. It's in the New Testament, guys. Read it. It's in the book of Revelation. John said, I saw an angel as a scroll lifting up the prayers of the saints to the throne of God. See, he considers your prayers as incense. It's a good smelling savor to him. He loves to smell your prayers. My God, my God. Otherwise, every time you pray, your odor of your mouth goes up to him. And he just, that's getting a little personal, guys. Hey, I'm personal with God, okay? I have a personal relationship with him. We share things all day long. All day long. I'm going to read this, guys. In Matthew 9:29 says, I touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith unto you. In John 1:12, it says, but as many have received him, to them I gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Watch this. In John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth the word, believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come unto condemnation, but pass into death unto life. I'll tell you, your faith is important, my friend. How much do you believe in God? How much do you think he's real? Come on. Come on, we're talking to some believers that's been in church 24 years now. I mean, you go to church and think God's a fairy tale all you want. He's not a fairy tale. He's more real than what you're looking at tonight. He's real, guys. In 1 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. In Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man that is not justified by works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we believed in Jesus Christ, he might be justified by the faith of Christ. In Hebrews 11:1 through 40, watch this, guys, I'm going to show you something. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. This is Hebrews 11:1 through 40 now. Now the faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen, for by the elders attained a good report. And we're gonna go there for a minute, guys, okay? For by the elders attained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Through faith, we understand that the worlds was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not yet made things which do appear. But by faith, Abel offered up God more excellent sacrifice than Cain, because he believed in him. Cain did not believe in God. Abel did. Got to understand something, guys. Do you really believe in God? I know you talk all that smack. I know you talk all this smack. Oh, I believe in God, Jason. You don't understand. But see, faith is not by your words, guys. It's by your deeds and your actions. See, I'm a tither. I've been giving for years. You can ask my wife. Every Friday, I give 10% to this ministry. This is what God told me to give. I can't help it. Why do I do that? Because Malachi tells me that if I don't do that, I am robbing God And he said, you'll be cursed with a curse. I actually believe that. I really, truly believe that. That takes faith, my friend, to start doing. See, well, Jason, you don't understand. You know, I have faith. Well, really? Really? Do you do what the Bible says to do? The Bible tells you to give a tenth. Have you gave a tenth? Or do you give a tenth when you want to give a tenth? Or do you pay your tithes when you want to pay your tithes? Do you give God what's God's, period? Are you obedient to God? See, we can't have faith one minute and then next minute don't. It don't work that way, my friend. What about when the enemies come at you? The Bible says, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that spitefully use you. Pray for them. See, you will become a doer of God's word instead of just a hearer. But I read my Bible. I got lots of faith. I read my Bible all the way through last night, but you didn't believe a word you heard. Because, my friend, if you believe in something, you'll start doing it. My God. See, faith is doing. Faith is not hearing, my friend. Faith comes by hearing, but it activates when you start doing it. My God. See, Paul said, I'd rather you be a doer of God's word instead of just a hearer. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. I said, I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. Let's go to here, guys. Watch this. It says, faith, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which I attained a witness that is righteousness, God testifying of his gifts. And being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. See, Enoch did not see death, my friend. You got to understand something. You got to really get it in your spirit that God is more real than you're sitting here talking to me. God is a person. God likes stuff. I know what God likes. He tells me all the time what he likes, what he don't like. He tells me all the time. He said, Jason, I like this, I like that. And you know what? Whatever he likes, I try to do. See, he liked this right here. This background, let me show you guys something. Let me show you. You see this right here? This is a pole, a column. I made a column out of it. And I said, Lord, do you want this? He said, I want the lights in it because I love lights. And then he wanted 7 candlesticks. And then he put it in my mind. He said, I want you to buy one of those columns there. I love those, and I love the flowers around them. I said, okay, Lord, what else do you want? Now, that's getting kind of personal, and you think I'm getting kind of crazy, but y'all got to understand something. I'm talking to a real God that is a real person that has feelings, has emotions, has smell, has taste. He has everything we got. And why couldn't he come down and talk to me just like I'm talking to you? Trying to build your faith tonight, guys. I'm trying to build your faith. God is not a fairy tale. He's not a Santa Claus. I'm telling you, you can't read him in a book either. You can't keep him in the book. He said, don't keep me in the book. Even though the evidence is in the book, he said, I want you to use that as evidence to build that personal relationship with me. Now watch this. I want you to practice something this week, my friends. Whoever's hearing this, you hearing this on the broadcast, you hearing this on Facebook Live, I want you to practice the presence of God this week. And that's what I'm gonna call it that, because practice his presence. Now, what am I saying? Let me tell you something, my friend. God is gonna fisting to get more real with you than you ever have had in your life. My God. Guys, he wants to become real to you. Why? Because the more real he becomes to you, the more your faith is unshakable. And you won't believe. Here's the problem with Adam and Eve. Watch this, guys. Here's the problem. They never, see, God is always trying to build a relationship with mankind. He always has been. He loves fellowshipping. I'm going to tell you that right now. The Lord loves fellowshipping. He loves to fellowship. We should love to fellowship. If he loves to fellowship, we should love to fellowship. Come on. The more you hang around him, you'll become like him. Come on. See, that's why I want to hang around him. I care less about hanging around everybody else. I want to hang around the Lord. Why? Because I want to become what God is. I want to become just like him. I want to love just like him. I want to act just like him. And you know what? Whoever you hang around is who you become. And I want to hang around the Lord. I'm sorry. I want to become what God is. I don't want to be God, but I want to hang around him so I can act like him. Come on. Because the more you hang around somebody, it's a known statistic. The more you hang around someone, you become like them. That's why the old saying I used to tell my kids all the time, whoever you flock with, that's who you're going to act like. And that's why you got to be careful who you choose, who your friends are, and what they act like, because I don't want them to act like them. Have you ever had a friend, they used to do a certain thing, and you find yourself doing the same thing? See, we need to seek a relationship with God. That's what we need. We need a deep relationship with God. A deep relationship with him. Now watch this. And we need to learn. I'm going to tell you another thing God likes too. He likes to teach. We don't want to learn. You know what we want? Oh, we want all these services. Oh, the pastor prayed over me. Glory to God. The Spirit of God moved. We flopped in the floor. That's malarkey. When you have church is when you start learning things. Where did Jesus get off on these? He did do miracles, guys. I'm not saying Jesus didn't. But Jesus did a lot of teaching. Oh, yeah. Because God likes to teach people. He likes you to learn. God loves learning things. We need to love learning things. You got to understand something. We're made in his image. We look just like him. He's got a nose. We got a nose. He's got eyes. He's got eyes. He's got a mouth. The Lord's got a mouth. Trust me, I saw him. He's got everything we got. But the only thing is what happened in the garden, we took the likeness of someone else that God's not pleased with. Now God wants to kindle that relationship back and wants you to become like him again. Because see, Adam was like him until Eve come along and Eve found another person. And then whatever Eve did, Adam did. But what Adam went wrong is God created Adam for God. That's it. He didn't want him to become like no one else but him. See, God will bless you with things. God will bless you with things to enjoy, but he don't want that thing to be a God to you. Okay? So tonight, we're not going to do any praying. I feel like in the spirit that we need to learn tonight. We need to sit down and learn something for a change. If you're not growing, you're not going. If you're not growing, you're not going. If you're not learning, you're not teachable. See, Jesus was always talking about parables when he was on the earth. And that's why the Lord likes to teach people. That's why the Bible says the teacher is the pinky of the fivefold, but it is the more important than any one of them. Why? Because if you never learn anything, you're never going to do anything. You've got to stay teachable, guys. You've got to stay teachable. Quit running around to all these revivals. Oh, I went to a revival last night. We had the Spirit of the Lord. Got slung in the Spirit, glory to God, and all this stuff. And you're learning nothing. You've been in church for 24 years, and you've learned nothing. Hello, Donna. You've learned nothing. You have learned nothing. You've been in church 24 years, and you hadn't learned your ABCs yet. Because you're steady going to all these revivals. Oh, they sling in the floor. Oh, they slobber. You don't understand. That woman was moving, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Guys, is it about the emotionalism or is it about knowing him? A lot of you don't know nothing about God. Because you're running after revivals. You're running after this. You're running after that. But you're not running after him. We'll run after a church service rather than going outside the back of our house and saying, Lord, where are you at? I want to talk. I want this personal relationship that Prophet Jason's talking about. I want this personal relationship. I want you to be real to me, Lord. You know what's wrong with churches? We play with the gifts of God and the gifts of the Spirit. When all in all, God wants the glory to come back in the church. You know what God's glory is? It's his Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Listen, God is going to come back down in these churches, going to come back down in your home, and he's going to make himself real. Guys, where have we gone? You know what's written on the churches today? And I'm going to say it. And I'm going to say it on this broadcast. I'm going to say it on this podcast too. Ichabod is at the door. My God. Ichabod has been at the door of every one of these churches. What is Ichabod, Jason? What is Ichabod? Ichabod is when they took the covenant of the ark and they took it out, and the Bible says Ichabod stands for God's presence is left. You want God's presence, though? Do you really want him? Do you really want him tonight? Do you really want him? My friend, let me tell you, if so, you're going to have to tell God, I'm willing to die, Lord. What am I talking about? You got to decrease, he's got to increase. You got to die to yourself, and he's got to live. Come on. In the Old Testament, nobody lived in the presence of the Lord. My God. Y'all got to get this tonight. Listen, I ain't going to do no praying. We're not doing praying tonight. We're doing teaching and learning. You guys got to learn. We all got to learn. I want you guys to grow so you can go. I want you to learn something. As God is teaching me, I'm teaching y'all. No, we ain't going to do no flip-flopping messes tonight. We ain't going to do no screaming. We ain't going to do no praying. We ain't going to do nothing. You got to learn the Lord. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and I'm clean. Listen, you got to learn of him tonight. So, yeah, you got to sit down and teach. You got to sit down and be taught. All these people running to revivals and running to this and running to that. Oh, you know what? You ain't learned nothing. All you've learned is emotionalism. All you've learned is how to get up a hype, but you can't keep the hype. Come on. You've learned a hype that you cannot keep. I don't know about y'all, but I want to keep the Lord in my life. I want to keep his presence so close to me. You know what I love? I love every morning. The Lord, I'm saying this. And I love every morning I get up, God just whispered to me and I feel his presence. Come on. Always room to learn. That's right, sister. Always stay that way. I'd love to wake up in the morning and God's presence to be on me so hard. But you know what? If I'm asking for a thing, then it requires a thing. And the requirements is Jason's got to die so God can live. I got to die. What am I talking about dying? No, I'm not talking about dying a physical death. I'm talking about dying in Galatians chapter 5 where it says the works of the flesh. Come on, we got to die of jealousy. We got to die of envy. We got to die of these works, these animosities, these bitterness we held against our children, against this. We got to die to it. We got to let it go. We got to burn it. We got to crucify it. Nevertheless, I live, but Christ, who lives on the inside of me, I got to crucify the flesh. And Paul said, I got to die daily. You probably got so much junk in your trunk, it ain't even funny. But you got to allow God to illuminate your flesh and to show you all the bad stuff that you got in you. And I dare you to tell God, God, examine me like David said. Lord, create inside of me a clean heart. Lord, an upright spirit. God, examine me. You know why? Because God cannot glory in your flesh. There's no flesh will glory in God. We so busy playing with emotionalism when all in all, we need to start running after him and saying, God, you know what? To get you, I got to die. So you know what? Put me on the cross, Lord. Put me on the cross. I dare you say that tonight. Say it with me. Lord, put me on the cross. Lord, put me on the cross. I must die tonight that you can live. We don't want to hear this kind of message. You know why? Because it's not a popular message. It's not a popular message, my friend. We got to die to self. Self-evaluation. Say, God, do a self-evaluation on me. Evaluate me so I can get close to you. The more I look like you, the less I look like me. That's what we need to do. That's right, Donna. Put me on the cross. Guys, that cross was beautiful. Jesus had to crucify himself. Who are we? You want to see God? You want that close relationship with the Father? You got to die. That's it. You got to die. And I ask God every morning, Lord, get me out of myself. Lord, let me die. Crucify me, Lord, because I want that relationship with you. I want to feel your presence every morning. David said, Lord, take not thy spirit from me. See, David had that relationship, but he had to die. He had to die. Paul said it, I must die daily. Guys, that's all I have. That's all I have tonight. That's all the Holy Spirit has allowed me to teach tonight. But listen, guys, I want you to absorb what we talk tonight. I want you to really get into this. I want you to get into a personal relationship with him. See, this is what God likes. See the seven candlesticks? The seven candlesticks. You know what that means? That's the condition that the church is in. You either be hot or cold. You either be hot or cold, be lukewarm, he'll spew you out your mouth. But you know what? You got to have the key of David. What is the key of David? The key of David is relationship with him. That's what God is telling me to tell people. Listen, you got to have that relationship with him if you're going to be like Enoch. Enoch got caught up with God because he had that tight relationship with him. He's got to become real to you. A lot of you don't believe in God. You say you do. You talk a lot of smack, but it comes down to it. Your faith is not that great. I know, Marla, he's so good, ain't he? this message God gave us tonight is so good. Y'all give God some praise tonight. Would you do that? Would you just type on there on Facebook, guys, give God praise tonight. I want you to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this message to us. Thank you for giving this message to us. We needed this, Lord. God is so good, guys. God is so good. And give him the glory. Give him the glory. You know, give him the glory. He deserves it. He deserves the glory. Good message. Yes, God is good. So, guys, if you missed the message, you can go back on. You can go back on thekingdomradio.com, or you can go to www.godsavingministries.com /partnership if you want to sow a seed tonight, guys. Sow a seed tonight. If you want to sow a seed tonight, you can go on there. We got an app coming. We are working on our app still. It's going to be available for all these lives. All you got to do is go to our app, guys, if you want to tune in. I would really encourage you guys, Marla, to download our app, because every time we got something going on, I can message you guys right on the app and come right to your phone. So I really encourage you guys, when we get our app, I'll send it to you. Download the app, God Saving Ministries app. You can put it on Android phones or Apple phones. We got our website's back up, godsavingministries.com. You can go to thekingdomradio.com. You can go to it too. I'm praying for laborers. That's what I'm praying for. I'm praying for somebody that wants to do something for God. I'm needing some help. I got my wife doing the mail marketing right now at this point. Don't have time to teach people, guys. You got, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you want to do something for God, I'll show you where to go to learn these things, but I ain't got time to teach you. You know, there's lots of videos out there on YouTube. There's lots of videos out there on YouTube, guys. Make sure I get the app, please. Yes, I will, Marla. I'll make sure you get the app. But anyways, this is the end.